It's a very pleasant late spring afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are comfortable. It's still a little bit below average for this time of year in most areas, but it's not as cool as it was over the weekend, and the humidity levels are very low for June. Dew points are mainly in the 40s right now, and we don't often see dew points that low in mid-June, so the air is very dry, and that also means the air can cool off pretty quickly, and tonight temperatures will slide back into the 40s and low 50s, so it is going to be another chilly night for this time of year. And the overall theme this week will be warmer and more humid weather is to come. So we're going to go from a spring-like feel now to more of a summer-like feel by week's end. And we could make a run at 90 degrees by Thursday and Friday, and we're going to tack on the humidity as well. So it's definitely going to feel more like late June or July as we get into the second half of the week. So if you're looking to get some work done outside, the weather will be more comfortable early in the week. It'll be a little warmer and more humid later on, so keep that in mind if you are planning any outdoor projects. The good news is if you need several days in a row with dry weather, it looks like that is going to be the case. So that's good news in that respect. Of course, the challenge with that is we could use some rain. It hasn't been that wet so far this month, and we're getting into a dry period now. So we'll see how things play out in terms of wet weather coming up maybe next week. But the bottom line is that it's dry. We're not in a danger zone right now in terms of drought. But if we keep things dry for a while longer, then certainly that is going to become more of a concern. So as we head into tonight, on top of the cool temperatures, some areas of fog are likely to form, especially near bodies of water and in valley locations. And tomorrow is going to be another very pleasant day. We'll see sunshine. Once again tomorrow, some clouds will bubble up, especially over the mountains. Temperatures should be up around 80 or so tomorrow afternoon. We'll make it into the low end, mid-80s on Wednesday, and then we make that run at 90 degrees by Thursday. That's the day that you'll start to notice more humidity. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, lows in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and some clouds, warm, a high of 76 to 82. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, lows in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and some clouds, warm, a high of 76 to 82. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, cool, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and some clouds, warm, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and some clouds, warm, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny and warmer, highs in the low to mid-80s, and on Thursday, partly sunny, hot, and more humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.